once been a poor prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain, and weary of Winsbury, as lay long with his daughter at home. And the king, he said to his daughter Janet, "Why look you so pale and wan? Have you had any sore sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man?" "I have not had any sore sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It's all for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off your berry brown robe, and stand naked upon the stone, that I might know you by your shape, if you be a maiden or no." So she's cast off her berry brown robe, and stood naked upon the stone. Her apron was low, and her haunches were round, and her skin was so pale and wan. Was it with a lord, or a duke, or a knight, or a man of birth and fame? Or was it with one of my serving men that's lately come out of Spain? Wasn't with a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth and fame, but it was with Willie of Winsbury. I could bide no longer alone. The king, he called to his merry men all, by 30 and by 3, saying, "Fetch me Willie of Winsbury, and hanged he shall be." When Willie was brought the king before, he was clad all in the red silk. His hair was like the strands of gold, and his skin was as white as the milk. "And it is no wonder," cried the king, "that my daughter's love you did win. For if I was a woman as I am a man, my bedfellow you would have been. And will you marry my daughter Janet, by the truth of your right hand? And will you marry my daughter Janet? I will make you the lord of my land." "Oh yes, I'll marry your daughter Janet, by the truth of my right hand. Oh yes, I'll marry your daughter Janet, but I'll not be the lord of your land." And he's mounted her on a milk-white steed, himself on a dapple gray, and he's made her the lady of as much land as she'll ride in a long summer's day.